welcome to day number 7 of 21 Days of Praying Like Jesus. Today we conclude our first week, and we conclude our time in Matthew chapter 6, looking at what many call the Lord's Prayer. I would call it the disciples' prayer, because Jesus is really teaching his disciples how to pray. And we end in verse 14 and 15, not really with a prayer, but a condition in prayer. Let's go ahead and take a look. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now, we could be here for a really long time trying to discuss what's going on here. Does this mean that if there is, some sin in our life, that God refuses to even listen to us, that he doesn't pay attention to it? I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure there are times over the years where there was sin I hadn't confessed. Either I didn't realize it was sin, or maybe I forgot to confess it. And I don't think that means that all these years, let's say there's one from like 6 years ago, and God is refusing to do anything or answer any of my prayers because of that. I don't think that's the case here. I wonder if maybe the idea here is that if you have an unforgiving spirit, you can't be forgiven of that until you've sought forgiveness for that. So I think maybe that's some of the idea here is, if you're coming to the Lord and you have an unforgiving spirit, how would you expect God to forgive you of that unless you've first sought forgiveness from God? But I would also say with the individual, you've sought to make peace with the person that you're not having a forgiven spirit with. And so maybe that's the idea. And so I want to kind of broaden that a little bit and give you the prayer tip for today. If you've been watching these, you know that every day I'm giving a prayer tip. And today the prayer tip is this: having or not having a forgiving heart impacts our prayer life. Having or not having a forgiving heart impacts our prayer life. So if you have a forgiving heart, that's going to impact your prayer life positively. And if you don't have a forgiving heart, there's stuff that you're holding on to, some bitterness that you're refusing to release, that's going to negatively impact your prayer life. I think that's kind of the idea that Jesus is getting at here. And I know that's not easy to forgive people. We've all been stabbed in the back, all right? We've all been hurt. But our horizontal relationships impact our vertical relationships, and vice versa. And so we need to pursue healthy horizontal relationships with one another if we're going to have a healthy vertical relationship with God. Now, that doesn't mean that they'll be at peace with you, right? The Bible says, as is possible with us, be at peace with one another. But we can't make someone be at peace with us. That's not on us. But when we come to the Father, we need to ask ourselves, have I sought to be at peace with people in my life? Because if bitterness has gotten a place in the heart, it does impact your or my walk with the Lord. And so that's my challenge for today. I know this isn't an easy one today, but one that's important. And so I would just encourage you today to spend some time searching your heart with the Lord and ask him, is there any unforgiveness in my heart? And then bring it to the Lord, seek his forgiveness, and ask for his strength to make things right with whoever that is that you're struggling to forgive. All right, let's pray together. Father God, any of us can have an unforgiving heart. I've been in that place. And Lord, so help us truly be a forgiven people. None of us will be forgiven as much as we've been forgiven by you when you died on your son died on that cross on our behalf. So Lord, challenge us, encourage us, reveal to us if there's any unforgiveness in us, and may we bring it to the altar, may we bring it to the throne of grace and be forgiven, and may we pursue the restoration of whatever relationship that may be. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow as we begin week 2 together.